Doyle says one of his proudest accomplishments in office has been extending health care coverage to more Wisconsin residents. By expanding Badger Care to include all children and childless adults, Doyle has added hundreds of thousands to the state's medical assistance programs. It's part of the reason the cost for that medical assistance has risen dramatically in recent years. Some Republicans have questioned whether the state can afford that, but Doyle says he thinks any philosophical debate will give way to reality once the next legislature and governor realize who would be affected by those changes.
I can't imagine how somebody would say to a child that has health insurance for the first time, "I'm sorry, that was a nice little two-year experiment, but you don't have it anymore." Or how you say to a 59-year-old woman recently who's always had a job that had health benefits, now has lost her job in the country's recession, "I'm sorry, I know we've provided you, you've been able to buy a limited, but at least some policy, you're not going to be able to do that anymore." So I think there's a reality to this.
Doyle says he wishes he would have gotten farther on health care by creating a state health exchange where small businesses and individuals can pool together to shop for cheaper insurance. The governor scrapped those plans after the economy collapsed in 2008, saying the state didn't have the money, although Governor-elect Scott Walker has said he wants to try a different variation of a health exchange. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.